Let's lock up the Oregon fuel injection hotline. And speaking of, after a brief hiatus, it's that time on a Friday when we get our priorities in order. Turn our attention to the million-dollar sandbar. Folks, it's known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep, it's the eve of bowl season. Keep with our buddy Lee online, ParamountSports.com. On Twitter, it's at Paramount Sports. Mr. Sterling, how are things with you?
Good, real good. My daughter goes to school in North Carolina, driving home tomorrow. So it's that time of season, family, good food. Got both my daughters and my wife cooking a lot for me and a lot of football. So how can anything be wrong there?
No, where does she go to school?
She goes to a school called North Carolina School of the Arts.
Oh, cool.
You ever heard of the actor Lucas Hedges?
Not really.
You're not a movie guy?
I am a movie guy. I just am an old movie guy. Older.
Okay, did you
movie
see
guy.
Manchester by the Sea?
I did not.
Oh, you didn't see Manchester by the Sea?
I'll be perfectly honest.
Won almost everything 2 years ago.
I don't even know if I've heard of it.
Okay, I'm going to give you some movies. Are you a movie guy at all?
I actually am, but like I said, okay. My movie buff.
Okay, it's a depressing movie, but the acting is amazing. He was up for, I don't know what they call it.
A Golden Globe,
Oscar, whatever,
People's
whatever it
Choice,
is for movies.
An Oscar.
So, he was up for it, didn't win it, but he was up for Best Supporting Actor there. Earned a nomination. Have you heard of the movies last year? Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah, love that. And I'm looking at him now. Now I know who he is.
And he was just in a movie. Trying to think. Came. I actually saw it a couple weeks ago. So he's one of the kids that went to school there. He obviously dropped out with that and Lady Bird and Boy. Oh, and Boy Erased, which is still in some movie theaters. So.
Yeah, I've got
pretty,
it.
Pretty talented kids there. They only have a class of about 26 kids, but you've heard of the show Once on This Island?
And by the way, now I realize he was in Moonrise Kingdom, and I saw that movie as well.
Okay. So they have 5 of the 6 leads on Once on This Island on Broadway right now. So, and this is just an acting school. So they have some kids that do everything there. Some kids just want to act. My daughter, I don't know if you know, she sang the national anthem for a bunch of NBA games, Major League games, and she decided not to pursue musical theater, wanted the whole thing, she realized that she needs a career, so she went to a school where she can learn how to act for TV and movies and still do musicals, and hopefully within a year, the time she gets out, she can support herself.
I've seen some of the videos. I mean, she's spectacular. I mean, your daughter's
talented. And I'm going to throw some info. I don't think, you know, we're pretty good friends, but haven't talked about this. But my wife has got some acting. My wife and I can't do anything at all. But you know, she's got some on her side. So, you know, when you look at some of the actors that are out there, you got to have it all. You want to have a career now. So.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye out and I'll wait for the premiere to get invited. Okay. I'll make it down to L.A. to meet you guys.
Okay.
Let's get
in L.A. or in New York, wherever it is.
Right. Well, I got a place to stay in New York. In L.A., I'd have to spring for a hotel.
Okay.
Let's get to some of the games.
All right.
LSU's kind of an interesting team. You know, can they score enough? And then they lose the biggest shootout ever at Texas A&M. They play New Year's Day in the Fiesta Bowl against Central Never Lose. UCF with that crazy win streak. Obviously, they lost Mackenzie Milton. But here we've got the Bayou Bengals, a 7-point chalk. How do you see this one?
Got to give UCF credit. They... to win 26 games is impressive, no matter who you're playing. I mean, they were down 17 points to Memphis. They ended up coming back and outscoring Memphis, which we can really score 35-3 in the second half. They end up winning that game, run the streak to 26. But the time to bet against the team is not the first game your star is out and they're at home. It's the second game. And I think LSU is going to be able to run the football here. This UCF run defense allowing 290 yards per game the last five games. And I think LSU is forewarned after what happened to Auburn last year, the streak. Their self-proclaimed national title run is finally over. LSU 45-24.
All righty. Ohio State ruined Michigan in the rivalry game, cost them their playoff spot. It's the grand finale for Meyer. They take on another team who left their main rival miserable. It's an old school Pac-8. Pac-10, Rose Bowl, Huskies, Buckeyes. You know, you figured Washington would be the best team in this league. Some setbacks, but lo and behold, here they are. Vegas says the Ohio State University -6. What say you?
Well, looks like Urban Meyer's gonna step down for you know, the upteenth time. Who knows where he'll end up, but I have a feeling he might end up someplace like USC next year. So, I mean, his players just love him. I mean, he may not be the cleanest guy, but
that's an understatement.
They play hard for him. They got a lot of talent. Washington, a lot expected of them, and didn't do much until the last two games. But let's look at the last two opponents. They faced Washington State in the snow. Washington State's defensive line averaged 252 pounds, and Washington, which averages 311 pounds, and the offensive lineman averaged 6'5". Pushed Washington State all around, and then they get to face Utah with a backup quarterback and a backup running back, which those two guys, I don't think they'd be first, second, or third string at Ohio State. I think you're going to see five or six receivers from Ohio State on this squad playing in the NFL, both running backs, and maybe a top 10 draft pick at quarterback here. Urban Meyer goes out on top here. I think they win this game here something like 35-20.
All righty. Despite all the hooting and hollering, hard to deny we got the right four teams in the national semifinals. Dabo Swinney made a bold move early on. He pulled Kelly Bryant in favor of Trevor Lawrence. They had a dangerous offense to match that defense. They take on the Fighting Irish, who also changed signal callers, landing with Ian Book. They also have a strong defense. Man, though, Tigers a big number, laying 11 in the Cotton Bowl. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, I think there's a good chance here we could see a blowout. Why do I say that? You've got an Oklahoma team, usually the worst of the four teams gets disposed of pretty easily, and this is an Oklahoma team. They end up giving up 40 points to Kansas. Not Kansas State or Oklahoma State, Kansas. Kansas sometimes doesn't throw a down-the-field pass of more than 20 yards an entire game here. So I think the Alabama defensive guys said, listen, Tua, you get healthy, you take care of the offense, you score 40 or 50, and we'll slow down this Oklahoma train here. Oklahoma, like I said, I just don't think their defense is good enough. And also their star receiver, Marquise Brown, he may not even be able to go in this game. I think he'll play, but he's not 100%. Give me Bama big here, 51-31.
Okay, Clemson, Notre Dame.
Clemson, I think is
no, no.
Is,
I'm sorry, I asked you Clemson, Notre Dame.
Oh, just, I thought we were talking about the Orange Bowl. Okay, so I was talking about both games. In the Clemson Notre Dame game, people are going to bet Clemson. They're going to bet them big here because what they've done the last couple years. I just think that the problem here for Clemson is they're going to face a motivated team. Notre Dame may not have the most talent in the world, but they play well as a team and they don't beat themselves. Clemson's special teams, not very good. In fact, ranked 106 out of 130 teams here. My upset of the Bowls, Notre Dame over Clemson, 27-26.
All righty. Give me your score again from Bama, Oklahoma.
51-31.
All right. I got a little bit lost. I think the two of us hand in hand took us into the middle of the Black Forest and got lost.
Right.
All right. So, like I've been telling folks for more than a decade, always fun talking about the Ducks or the Seahawks, the local, the regional action, the big ones on the national stage. Your game of the week, actually, I guess your game of the bowl season, is Washington State, Iowa State, the Alamo Bowl. But your service, one sole purpose. Find the matchup edge, pick winners for your clients, let your folks here know how to get Coug Cyclones and all Paramount Sports has to offer.
Well, if they want to get involved, just go to ParamountSports.com. 18-9 last year in the bowls. We've won 11 out of 14 weeks this year in the NFL. Normally $5.97. I'm going to give them not the code on the website for Save 200. I'm going to give them the friends and family discount. That's coupon code is SAVE300. Just $297. ParamountSports.com. Use that coupon code SAVE300. ParamountSports.com. Or give us a call here at the office, 800-400-9741.
All right. Well, I'm wondering the next time we speak, maybe March Madness or we'll find a reason. But as always, appreciate all the fun we have all season long. Great segment. Always look forward to it. May you and your family and friends and those close to you have a healthy, happy holiday season and a spectacular 2019.
Okay. You too. See you, buddy.
Take it easy.